This is Talk One of The Wisdom of Emptiness, a seminar given by Kenpo Sultrim Gyantso at Karma Choling, October 12,
1990. Man kan tilla taki delek dan khyapti, gondu taki delek dan khyapti, sambata nyingi sanjukji sem dan tanan, Tak benar. Kong ni kong tu berbeza. Mari saya kira.
So Rinpoche welcomes everyone, wishes you good evening. And he makes the prayer that your practice of compassion and bodhicitta and sacred outlook or pure vision will develop and increase greatly.
Tene tanda karma chuleng. Karma chuleng de tene chungpa rinpoche chutso ngashu. Ngashu ta rese. Hida yabo yurese mama ngaram. Mambu koso. Tene de lete tene chutso ngashu ya. Kiram sotan ya. Hida kawo.
So Rinpoche has heard a lot about Karma Choling before, this being the first place that Trungpa Rinpoche started in the States. And he's very glad now that he's actually been able to come here and to meet you and to experience the buildings and the grounds. So to begin with, he will chant the praises from the beginning of what's called the Mahayana. Can you hear me? It's okay. Mahayana Anuttara Tantra Shastra. It's translated, it's called the Julam in Tibetan, or the changeless nature. So in the beginning, there are praises to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. So Rinpoche will begin by chanting those three praises.
Dijiso Sinabjitsava Lama.
And then afterwards, is this better? My voice is a little soft. If you can't hear, just raise your hands. And then afterwards, he will sing a praise, chant a praise to the gurus, who are the source of all blessing, all adhishtana, and to the yidams, who are the source of all siddhas, and to the dharma protectors, who are the source of all activity.
Nanjur
So then Rinpoche asks, before we begin listening to the teachings, that we generate the bodhicitta, which is the wish to attain enlightenment that rests neither in the extreme of conditioned existence nor in the extreme of peaceful liberation or tranquility, and that seeks to achieve enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings, as limitless in number as the sky is vast. And to that end, then, one vows to practice listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings. So because all sentient beings have the essential Buddha nature, because they are endowed with a Tathagata Garbha, then it is possible that they can achieve enlightenment or Buddhahood.
Tene druzi je tad karasana tekpa chembu lola seva ningi chembu tang dami topu hiram nire te nipo te seva ningi chembu tang dami topu hiram nije saun ham nupa dekhi ningbo la yuepa sena Ningi Damadam Hirabje Dami Topu Hirabje Dama Kombar Sena. Then it's a Ningi Chambota Dami Topu Hirabni Pervatam Kongdom Pervatam. Say me about Sanjay Seva Ningi Tugi Chambotang Sanjay Hijipardo Petugri.
So then, within the Mahayana, one has then skillful means, upayas. And one of them then is compassion. And another then is the wisdom that realizes selflessness. So these two then are rest within the nature of the mind, within the Tathagata Garbha, as a potential, as a seed. And because they're there then, if one receives oral instructions about compassion, and if one receives oral instructions about prajna, which sometimes gets translated as superior knowledge, then one can develop these two aspects. And if they become developed to their ultimate, then when compassion is fully developed, it becomes the great compassion of the Buddha. And if one develops the wisdom that realizes selflessness to its fullest extent, then when one reaches the level of Buddhahood, that becomes the Buddha's omniscient knowledge. So we have these seeds within us in potential, and one develops them through the practice, and when they are, both of them are carried to their fullest extent, then that is enlightenment. That's the level of Buddhahood.
Deva Sanje de Kombang Te, Seva Ningi Chembo Tang, Dami Tokpe Hiram Tar Simbe, thar simba kap so tene jiva te la dzogpa sanje yubre.
So then, what is the result of the path, or what one could call a Buddhahood or enlightenment? Well, it's very simply defined as taking loving kindness and compassion and the wisdom that realizes, or the prajna that realizes a lack of a self entity in the dual lack of a self entity, dual selflessness. When those are carried then to their fullest extent and perfected, then that is enlightenment or Buddhahood.
Deyang, ta hirap de la, tupe hirap, sambe hirap, gombe hirap, som yore. De sombo de, nama, tupe hirap de jodang. De la de na sambe hirap. Samzong hirap la de, gomzong hirap yunga sen na.
So to look more closely at prajna, there are three different kinds: that arises from listening to the teaching, that which comes from reflecting on the teaching or contemplating it, and that which comes from meditation. And the three are related in terms of cause and effect. So listening becomes the cause for the effect or the result of the wisdom that arises from reflecting, and the wisdom that arises from reflecting becomes the cause then for the wisdom that arises from meditation.
Dambe chuje damga samo matu na tupi hiram jongumare tupi hiram me na jetawa yindo sam togumare sam higumare Samsung ke hiram jungumare. Samsung ke hiram ni na, tene gomsung ke hiram jungumare.
So then, if one has not heard the profound oral instructions, then the prajna that arises from listening does not arise. If that doesn't arise, then the prajna that comes from reflecting correctly will not arise. And if that doesn't arise, then the prajna that comes from meditation will also not arise. So that was explaining it from the point of view of a via negativa, or looking at it from the side of what one, when one doesn't have something. If one states it in a positive way, then one can say on the basis of the prajna that comes from listening to the teaching arises the prajna of reflection, and the prajna of reflection then becomes the basis for the prajna of meditation.
Gom japa te tawatan deva karchimbore. Teyan jamgon lodun taye je saja chembu malam le. Saja chembu songor malam mare. Saja chembu songor le.
No.
Tato la gomba chunwa te kadeng nambang kyopanda. Kangla nyam nga paksa mi songpare.
So then one can see through this kind of sequence that reflecting on the teachings, hearing the teachings, and reflecting on the teachings is very important. And the relationship between knowing what the view is and the meditation then is key to successful practice. And there is in the Reign of Wisdom a song by Jangon Khonto Lodro Taye that is from his cycle of songs dealing with the Mahamudra. And Rinpoche quotes from it then. When one practices meditation based on the correct view, it is like a Garuda flying into the heart of space. There is no fear and there is no doubt. The Kading Matok Sumasong Mare.
Kangla Nyamma Paksami. Kaden Namhang Chöpata Dagare, Kanayan, Nyang Mavata Patsava, Yimbatan, Mayimbe, Tabe Chöpa Chona Gomba Kapso, Tene Kanayan, Nyang Mavatan, Patsava Meba. Tetson Meba Jumrison. Nyam nga se chetan de yinam, mayinam sambe, sem chomba te segre.
Danila.
Patsava. Patsava. Nyam nga vatang, patsava. Patsava se chomba re. Nyam nga vatang, patsava yomare.
Tetson, yang tetson meba, chomba meba, tetson meba,
tetson meba tang, patsava meba. Kangla nyam nga patsami.
So if one has studied the view and then one proceeds to meditate, one has no doubts. Is it like this or is it like that? There's none of this vague kind of wavering of the mind. One is very clear about what one is doing. And also, one is never discouraged. One has the courage of practice as well.
Yenda lekhi na yang patsavam shumba yomare. Haku zonye.
Ni jemba ki...
Rang kan gomz tawa te yenda lekhi na khi na yang patsava yomare shumba yomare. Patsasi jito shumba re.
Tene jimi jemba la sunwa tetsun
yomare. Khi na shumba yomare, tetsun yomare wa.
So what does one mean by having the courage of one's view? Here it means that if one, whatever one is practicing or meditating on, and one speaks about it to others, one does it with full courage, with full conviction of what one is doing. There is no doubt in one's mind.
Tawa dengi hitembo yo betene gom jamna tene shombata patsava me pare.
So the reason for that is that if one has a firm and clear conviction about one's own view, and then on the basis of that one meditates, there is no doubt, there's no hesitation, and there is no getting discouraged.
Tava mepe gomba te mulong tang don chambandra lang eba yime te so me sombare.
So then the verse continues and it says, the one who meditates not knowing the view is like a blind man, a blind person, let's say. Someone who is, and the Tibetan is someone who's blind from birth. So they have absolutely no idea what form is like. So a person blind from birth wandering in the plains. There is no reference point for judging then what is the right or the wrong path.
Lang eba yime te so me, mulong tang the jabakab so longa the langa ni dona langa the yapo yinam dupu yaha koho yamar. Rang langa te manorva yapo rogo yona yang yapo yimba te yapo ha kotogumar. Kasi langa nona yang norva te ha kotogumar. What tenda betenda? Lang eba yime te so me.
So then, if one meditates, not being clear about what the view is, then what is it like? And Lodur Taye then uses this metaphor of a person blind from birth wandering in the plains. They have no idea whether the path on which they're going, the road in which they're traveling, is correct or incorrect. They may be going along a correct path, but they don't know it. They may be making a lot of errors, but again, they don't know.
Jumtsin ti se na, tene danda gomba la tangbo taba te karchiri.
And for that reason then, for meditation, knowing the view is extremely important.
Ona Tāvē ngē bā nī lā, tāvē ngē bā nī lā, ngē kī nī lā, gōm mā nī nā kāndē yungurī sē nā, gōm bārā mū nū tāvā yāng, sūpō sē nē jīng wān rā, rāng yīn lā gū bē, dē mē jīng sūng bārē.
So then what about the opposite situation where when have someone who doesn't meditate but has studied the view? So this situation is likened to a rich man who is completely bound by his own stinginess, her own stinginess, a rich person being bound by their stinginess. They are unable to bring to appropriate fruition both themselves and others. So they have all these resources, but they can't use them.
No.
So then even if one has a clear conviction about what the view is, one has to meditate. And if one doesn't meditate, then one will still be bound by kleshas and by suffering. So then what do we need? Well, we need to practice together the view and meditation. One needs both inseparable. And then the last line of the verse says, of this particular section of the verse says, joining the view with meditation is the genuine tradition. So then Rinpoche will talk a little bit about view this evening. So he asks then, well, looking at the appearances in this life, how are they? How is it that things appear? So Rinpoche is in a mode of teaching these days through verses. So through songs. There's a song then here that pertains to the first aspect of the view that he will be teaching. Milamgi pumpo nambanga.
Milamgi. Kerangki lada. Milamgi pumpo nambanga.
Milamgi pumpo nambanga. Rere tak tu madu.
Rere ni da tu madu king.
Rere ni da ta tu madu king. Sok yang tak tu.
Sok pai. Sok sam yang da tu madu pe.
Sok sam.
Sok sam yang da tu madu pe.
Yang tak tu madu pe. 강자 기다미 니도
물론 이제 펑펑아 보디 에 단다 펑펑아 보디 레레니야 다마레 초자야 다마레 대마이베 세나 레레니 다마이 초파자야 다마이베 세나 강자 기다메 바레 제바레 강자 기다미 니도니 진디 펑보 진디 펑아양 대인노 제 나발
세디 봉보 세디 봉보
봉보왕 대기노
봉보왕
야나 봉아양 대기노 봉보왕 대신에 님의 봉보양 대단다오
So the five aspects of the skandhas of these dreamlike skandhas so the five aspects of these dreamlike skandhas each one of them does not establish a self. So Rinpoche comments here, if you take each one of the five skandhas separately, you can't base the concept of a self on each one of on each one, taking one at a time, like form or feeling, etc. And also, if you heap them all together, that also does not establish a self. So then the last line is like an exhortation. It says, become certain about the fact that there is no self within a person. There is no permanent independent entity that one can call a person. So the skandhas of this life are like that.
No. Tate kanzak dami jitaware, malan la jarwai.
So then that's the view, that relates then to the view of the lack of a personal self, that there is no, what we can call a self in an ego. There is no entity that exists as a self because you can't posit it on the basis of each single skanda and you can't posit it on the basis of all of them heaped together.
Karasana Malan je petan jana tole lagre.
So if you think about this in conjunction with the example of a dream, then it's easier to realize the meaning.
Malanje nawa na to pa pasen tanje tabara. Malanje nawa na to pa pakya je tunang imbecer. Same time, you don't need to be.
Milam ki nangwa na tsopa. Milam ki nangwa na tsopa. Bacha ki chulang yimpe sir. Samsam nidu ngepa yin.
Samsam nidu ngepa yin.
Data ki nangwa dejino.
Data ki nangwa ang dejino. Nangwa ang dejino.
Mushi di chugi dag meke.
Chugi dag minera. Samsam tawa ki.
So then we come to So then we come to the other half, the lack of an entity in the other, or what we call the lack. In the Tibetan says phenomena. So if you translate, I think here you translate as lack of a. Lack of a self in person and phenomena in other, and we've been translating it at Marpa Institute as a lack of a permanent independent entity in a person and in phenomena, which is a little more literal to the Tibetan. So that's the other half then. So this lack of a self in the person, and then the lack of the self in the other. So this second half, the lack of the self in the other, Rinpoche said a verse that expresses this view, and the verse is based upon the mind-only school, the Tsemsampa or the Chittamatran school view. So it says, the various appearances of the dream, because they are the deceptive appearances of mental patterns, or mental imprints, habitual patterns, one should become certain that they are mind only, that they are the mere projections of the mind. And the appearances that we are seeing right now are just like that.
That did it. Malanje, Malanje, Mato Nama Nam, Jigdan Tuma, Jigdan Tuma, Traverser Rangan O Tongbai, Tendin Nawam, Nawang Tejin.
Bilamji natsok nangwa nam.
Malanja natsok nangwa nam.
Chikdan dudrel.
Chikdan tuma tarvesir.
Chikdan duma drawesir.
Rang nang o tongba yin.
Rang nang.
Rang rang.
Rang rang.
Tamche ngo tongba yin zena digre. Rang rang. Nama rang rang. Nama rere ni ngo tongba
yin. Rang rang.
Rang rang ngô wu tong ba yin. Rang ke ngô wu tong ba yin zena dekere. Rang ke ngô wu tong ba yin. Tong ba rengi zena dekere. Te yag duwa.
Rang ke ngô
tong ba yin.
Tong ba ni.
Tong ba yin.
Tong ba yin.
Tong ba rengi zena yang dekere.
Tong ba
ni. Tong ba yin ba rengi gere.
Tong ba ni.
Tong ba rengi.
So then so then, if Rupaji has a way of explaining the different views that are progressively subtle. So one moves then, when one has looked at the Yogacara view, those of you who've looked at this progressive stages of meditation, you have first the mind-only school, and then afterwards you have the Svatantrika school view. So this next verse then deals with the view of that school, the Svatantrika school. And it says, these various appearances of a dream, because they are not involved with being the same or separate, or one could say since they are free of being the same or separate, Rinpoche said he will explain that, become certain that their essence is empty, that each one of these phenomena has the essence of being empty, has the essential nature of being empty. The appearances of this life are like that.
The Kenchin Shinsu Oma, Oma Jin, Chick to Raja Repaso Sombre, Telekepa Mamboyere, Jisung Aso, the Bed and Bed, Terrans of Travazon, Tini, Sakizoi. Tanda Satienda was
here. So, this, there are various reasonings that are used in the Madhyamaka to prove certain points. And so, in a text called the Oma Jin, the Madhyamaka Alamkara. There is the Chongkin Surela. So there was it was written by the all-knowing Sangharakshita, and in this text, then he used this one reasoning of being beyond one and many, and the way it basically works. Rinpoche said, if you're interested, then when there's a question and answer period, you can ask for more explanation on this. Now he's just sort of giving it as a an outline. The reasoning basically what it does is it establishes that one thing does not exist, and by establishing the fact that one thing doesn't exist, then one can apply that to everything else and say that everything else doesn't exist either. So it's called the reasoning of the one and the many.
Oh yeah, Dayan. Mulam jin nawa na chopa. Tangboni, Dembe, Tong, Yang, Tangboni, 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 Koramalaja, Nawa, the Tangboni, Dembe, Tongbare, Malaja, Nawa, Nato, Pa, Tangboni, Dembe, Tong, Yang, Tongbung over, Trubami, Tongbayang, Tongbare. Tongbung over Trubami. Tongbung over Trubami. Jimmy Trupa Traway. Jewa may but the Trupa the Traway. That Tanjur Jitawa. Woman Tanjur Jitawa. Tanjur. Tanjur. Woman Tanjur. Jimmy Trupa Traway. Conde Nika Tayin. Malanje nawa na tupa tangbo ni dembe tong na ya tungbe ngo ur chupa mi jimi tupa charwa yi konde chukun te yino konde chukun te yino ya gare korwa tan nyangin len debe chu tam che chik pare tupa de chawa peksu ma ha chena chik lam
milan ki nawa na tupa Dagpo Dangpo ne Denpe Tong na yang Tongpe ngô Trupa me Kewa
Trupa
Kemi
Really? Kemi Kewa me
Ola Kemi Trupa
Kemi Trupa Trawayin
Kemi Trupa Trawayin
Tene
Kunzo Chukun Dejino
Kunzo mara Konde
Kode
Korwa dan yangin Debe Chukun
Dejino Kode Chukun Dejino
This one?
No.
Oh, yeah.
So then one comes to the... the rangtong... The nika rangtong ki
tawa labna... Yeah, tanjur ji tawa, yeah.
The konso labna digiru nika
tawa. Dari ngoma te rangju ji lovre.
No.
Denbaka te demi tongi ke lingre. Tanda te tanjur ji lovre. Tanjur ji tawa te... Denbaka de demi tongjang ke ling mare tripatamche de len de bare.
So the previous view that we heard, the Svatantrika view, that belongs to the Madhyamaka. So the Samsam, the mind only school, is considered to belong in general to the Mahayana school, but then one makes sort of a separate division for the superior views. And within that, then, you have what is called the Rangtong view, and that has two divisions. The first one we just looked at, the Svatantrika view, and they have the view of emptiness, which is like what we call mere emptiness, emptiness only. They look at all things as not being truly established. There's a second school within this Rangtong Madhyamaka school, and that's called the Prasangika school, which is what a lot of the contemporary Kiluk scholars belong to. So you may be familiar with this view from reading Wisdom Press books and things like that. And they say emptiness is not merely empty. They don't look at it that way. They describe emptiness as being free of all mental fabrication. So there's a subtle but very important distinction here. So then this second verse that Rinpoche, not the second, third, fourth, second one pertaining to this Rangtong Madhyamika school, Rangtong means empty of self, says the same first line then, these various appearances within a dream, so from the very beginning, although from the very beginning they are free of being truly established, these mr ti ane dampone dempe tongna yang dempe ti kanasi koko
dendrup ji tongne
dendrup ji tongre. Okay, so although from the very beginning from the very beginning they are free of being truly established, the however the appearances of emptiness are also not established, and this points to the view that emptiness is also empty. It keeps one from clinging on to emptiness as being something. So emptiness is empty as well. So then emptiness is then unborn and free of all mental fabrication. The phenomena, all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana are like this.
Sab kola vadawa. Mulam dian hangwan ma thon de. Deimi rang tong yin na yang. Mulam dian hangwan ma thon. Mulam dian hangwan ma thon pa. De se jim. Mulam dian hangwan ma thon pa. Deimi rang tong yin na yang. Simi. Simi. Semi yingre yirmin de Tama yingi tongbai. Mulam jen hawan ma to pa Demi ran tong yin a yang Semi sartong yirmi kariagre.
Yingre yirmi yam.
Semi yingre yirmin de Tama yingi tongbai.
So then one comes to the other main Madhyamika school, where one had the Rangtong school with its two divisions, and now one comes to what's called the Zhentong school, which is important for the Kagyu tradition. That's the main view of the Kagyu. And the Zhentong view means empty of what is not itself, empty of what is not itself. So the verse then begins with the same first line as the others, the various appearances within a dream. Although they are empty of themselves and not truly established, they are they are luminous emptiness, the true nature of the mind. They are empty of any other kinds of stains. The appearances of this life are like that. So here, what is new and different here is the reference to the luminous emptiness, this luminous quality of the mind, of the nature of the mind, is something that's emphasized within the Zhentong school. And the being empty then of whatever is not itself means that it's empty of what's called adventitious or temporary stains. Those have been cleared away. So then, if one looks at the Shentong view, if one looks at the Shentong view and the Rangtong view, the both of them, Shentong Gitawa Kunso Rangtong Tsigiri. So what the Shentong would then say is that relative truth, they view relative truth in the same way that the Rangtong school views relative truth. And they view the ultimate truth, however, according to their own view in the Shentong manner. So, for example, within a dream, what appears as exterior phenomena on an apparent or... they are empty of some kind of essence. They have no essence. So then that was the on the relative or apparent level. On the ultimate level, looking at it from the point of view of the ultimate truth, then one is speaking about the true nature of the mind, which is luminous emptiness. And one says also it is empty. And what is it empty of? It's empty of all kinds of stains, all kinds of what we call temporary stains. So then, so then, when one sees the appearances, then in normal existence, in our normal daily waking life, then one views them as this empty appearances. One doesn't cling to them as being truly established, but one sees them as being dreamlike. And then Rinpoche gave another way of distinguishing these two levels. Looking at it from an ultimate point of view, however, from a Rangtong point of view, one is not involved with any kind of an imputed object that is any kind of object that is imputed by our concepts. So from this Rangtong school, then emptiness is free of all these kind of intellectual labelings, putting names on things, anything that our conceptual processes put out there and stick onto things. So in more sort of academic language, one says it's free of any kind of object that's been imputed by the mind, by the conceptualizing mind. And if one looks at this from this Shentong point of view, then what is one seeing? One is seeing the true nature of the concept itself. One looks into the concept to find its true nature. And when one does that, one finds the stainless true nature of the concept.
Tena ta yendong lo la rantong tawate
So one can see then within the Shantong tradition, they view relative truth in the same way that the Rongtong school does, but that they look at ultimate truth from their own point of view, from a Shantong point of view. So then, in brief, we've looked at five different kinds of view. The first one was in talking about the lack of existence of a self, an entity in the self, or a self in the person. And that relates to the view of the Hinayana or the Sravakayana. And then we moved into the... So then we moved into the Mahayana schools, and there we looked at the mind-only school, when we were looking at seeing that there was no self in the other, selflessness of other. Then we moved into the Madhyamaka school, and we looked at the Rangtong school, the empty of self, which had two different aspects. One was the Sravaka school that looks at emptiness as being mere emptiness, maybe voidness, to sort of emphasize that side of it. And then there was the Prasangika view, which understands emptiness as being empty of all kinds of mental fabrication or conceptualizing process, contrivances, mental contrivance. And then finally the Shantong view, which looks at the ultimate nature of mind as being luminous emptiness. So those were the five different views. So Rinpoche then will, this weekend, he will be focusing on the Shantong view, and in particular on the three nature theory that pertains to it. So this evening he's just given you a brief abstract of the different views. If you have views about the Shantong, maybe hold those until we've discussed it a bit tomorrow and the next day. But since we probably won't be coming back to the views of the first four schools, if you have questions about those, now would be a good time to ask.
If the Rongtong view is that emptiness is free from concepts, labels, and so on, then it seems that holding that view could lead to the meditation where you attempt to eliminate concepts. First of all, is this true? Could this be what happens? And then if so, how would meditation occur based on the Shantong approach?
How does one meditate in the Shandong, on emptiness in the Shandong tradition?
Yeah, if you're not trying to get rid of concepts.
Rangtong ki tawa ki kor.
Oh yeah.
Then he konso ki kowa la tongpa ni tudra le. Then he tawa di kompe kap. Then he tichina wo ma rangtong ki tawa gongja ki yu. Then he namtok kanga shik go gido. Namtok ni namtok di shik go gido.
Oh yeah.
Di dwabo yongsi ni le.
Gombe
kapsa, eh? Gombe kapsa, tini, namtok di, tudra gongo gino mara, eh?
Oh,
tini gong jabi kap, oh, tini namtok chana, tini tudra labor mara, eh?
Oh,
tini namtok di, tini shik go gino mara, eh?
Oh,
tamba di dwabo chatuki, eh? Rang tongi gong jabi kap.
Rang tongi gong jabi kapsa, eh? Nyamja ka kapso nge namto shi ka sana, tini dhuda yunga maare. Nyambar maja pa kapso, tabi cheba se pa kapso namto shi gupa. Namto ka trupa le trol gupa, namto chi na cheba yunga maare, te mwendura ba. Nyambar maja pa tabi cheba se pa kapso, tabi cheba se pa kaptan, nyambar maja pa kap, nyambar jaya ka trandik si gira ba. Gom jaya trandik se pa kapso. Tene nge namto ko tupa chik ne tu raja ngana yaga yisa na te chung yo maare. Nyambar tse chik tu yapa kapsa nge namto ko tupa chik yisa na tene tu raja yoga maare. Rwa?
Would you like to... De shine gi yengwa chik tu maare de?
Re re. Shine gi yengwa nam.
Shine gi yengwa chik tu.
Re re. Te ta tante de nap.
No.
Te kakare.
So, Rinpoche makes a distinction, then I asked him just the first part of your question. So there's a distinction between when one is analyzing the view, before one meditates, one's thinking about what the view is and what one should do when one finally gets into meditation. And if one thinks at that point, I have to get rid of all concepts, that's all right, because one's still working with concepts at that point. And so if one thinks, well, I have to get to a state where there are no concepts and somehow I have to eliminate concepts, it's all right. But if one's actually resting in meditation and one has this thought, I should get rid of concepts, then, of course, that's not so good. I mean, it's another concept, no? So you're just making more concepts by thinking you have to get rid of them. So within, it's considered one of the distractions, actually, something that leads one out of meditation. So... while one's meditating, then one has to rest one pointedly and not create concepts. And thinking one has to destroy concepts is just one more concept. Is that okay?
That's good. I think that answers the second part, which is how the Shandong view is practiced.
Then, niba di Shandong ki tawa kanto se gom jap kirebe.
Shandong. Yendong gomsor te yendong mato oesar chenpu ngang sonre hibzan zore. Oesar je ngang na trupata trawa nyambar kya goye. Yendong mato oesar chenpu ngang se.
Oesar chenpu
ngang.
Ngang.
Ngang. Sen oesar je ngang. Satong ke ngang to tene rambab tu kya goye. Yendong mato oesar chenpu ngang.
So then, the way one meditates according to the Shandong view, Rinpoche gave several phrasings of it. He said one rests in the state of great luminosity that is without concepts. One rests in the state of great luminosity that is without concepts. Or one can say one rests in luminosity that is free of mental fabrication. So there you have this free of mental fabrication that's exactly the same as the Rongtong school, but you add in the luminosity. That's sort of the new aspect there. Another way he expressed it was that one rests in luminous emptiness one settles the mind naturally into luminous emptiness. So, some other ways of phrasing it, one rests in the third nature of the three nature theory, which we'll talk about more tomorrow, but the third nature is the perfectly existent nature, and that is described as the luminous true nature of the mind, that is empty of dualistic perception, empty of a perceiving subject and a perceived object. And within this state, then, one settles the mind naturally, without contrivance, in a totally relaxed way. So then this resting in a completely, I think sometimes it's translated in your text as looseness, completely loose or open way. Another way of saying it is one rests without any fabrication. One rests thinking, one doesn't think, well, I have to be meditating like this or I have to be meditating like that. There's none of this kind of mental activity happening. One is totally relaxed and open.
Thank you, Rinpoche.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Con. E-gi. E-do.
E-do. For those that know Hindi.
I have two questions, and I'm actually not sure if this actually applies, but I'm wondering, what is the Rongtong view of Mahamudra, if they don't have any description of luminosity?
Rangtong Rangtong ge luk ta na cha chen kandu do kunso besel ki ko mongbo malap na tene cha chen kandu se ko bire re
re sa ja chen bo la yin tong ge ta ba ten tun chi ge re Rangtong ge ta ba tang tun ba te tu da ji cha ni tu da yin ba cha ni tun ba yang yu re
There's a line from the Changeless Nature, the Mahayana Anuttara Tantra Shastra, where it says that... I'm sorry, it's not from the Julama. It's from the Encyclopedia of Knowledge, the Treasury of Knowledge by Lodur Taye. And he says, from the point of view of being... from the point of view of being free of mental fabrication, both the Rongtong and the Shentong schools are in accordance with one another. So from this free of mental fabrication, then they both are in accordance, and that is part of the Mahamudra. So that part they both agree on. But when you come to speak of luminosity as you sensed, then you have to come to the Shentong view. It's the Shentong view that speaks of luminosity.
My other question was, Rinpoche made such an emphasis on having right view, and the question was, how does devotion relate to right view?
Mepa dang depa.
Mepa.
Mepa depa.
Mepa.
Mepa. Mepa dang depa. Nika di. Tawa dang drapa kanda se koko kito.
Tawa dai.
Tawa la mepa koko kito. Mepa. Depa.
Mepa dang depa di. Depa di.
Deva chikshna deva yagire.
Deva degirwa.
Deva dang tawa ki drapa kanda se koko kito.
Re. De. Tabe. Tawa la ngeshi ni de. Tawa la ngeshi ni. Tempo ni na deva chikre. Ten drapa. Tawa la ngeshi ni pe deva de. Tawa la deva re. Tawa la ting de deva chikre re. Yang tawa la ngeba. Mani pe tepa cheya yore te yang ngon che lento tandikiri. Cheva ngama chu nyamsa langwe lento yopa. Lento hako yuwa. Cheva ngama chu nyamsa langwe lento yuwa na.
Degi cho.
Rere, cheva ngama chu nyamsa langwa la tina tanda rangin che tepa cheya.
No.
Te lento tepa re. Rava?
No. So then, one can see a relationship between the two.
Taban tepa la taba tang derve tepa tang lento le sonwe tepa nyi yungre samayi.
Rinpoche makes a distinction between two kinds of ways of making a relationship between devotion or faith and the view. One is that if one studies the view and one develops a clear conviction about what it is, then on the basis of that, devotion can arise. One looks at the view, one studies it, one thinks, this is really wonderful, and naturally within oneself, devotion arises. So that's one way. And then the other way is, if one doesn't know the view, it's still possible to have a kind of devotion, and that's probably a result of having practiced in past lives.
Pena malare pa, nanjo jija wamso malare pe, tene marpa lo tsin tsin tupa, ming tupa, ming tsin. Tsin tupa tang, tene lu pa pu yo ming chima tupa, taipa chima chiva rava. Ti kapsa tawa kang yo mare, tawa tante pe tepa mare, lento tante pe tepa re. Marpa lo ta chiva ngama, lama la tin te, dam nga kyupa lejin to yo pare. Te lento la tin pe tepa re.
So then, for this second kind, one has the example of Milarepa and Marpa, and when Milarepa heard his name, he had a spontaneous outpouring of tears, and his body was covered with goose pimples. And he didn't know who he was or anything about him, he didn't know what view he had, but they had a past life connection that was very powerful. So on the basis of this, then, this sort of naturally, spontaneously arising faith came to him.
Then Tawa Landreva Tepa Te, Tangbo, Tepa, Kimbo, Mina Yang, Tawa Mangbo Tu. Tawa Mangbo Tu, Tawa Lay, keep it Tobje, then Chutum Papo. Gave it in La Tepa Tiena, then Tawa Tendreva Tepa. Marve.
Marve. So then the first kind of which I spoke of where one studies the view and then devotion arises on the basis of that, that comes from listening to the view and then developing confidence in the view, developing a clear conviction through the view. And on the basis of that then, through the power of this trust and faith in the teachings, then devotion arises. And usually this is from the spiritual friend from whom one has heard the teaching.
Pinayang yagar tam po je lama kakye namdala Tambo lama tele tepa yo mare tsoe pa jap. Gak pa jap, tsoe pa jap gandu. Yisa tini tawali yi chini tini loma kya kwa yore. Loma, loma re churpa.
Narina.
Ten rawo te, tini tawali tempe, tepa rawa.
So then if one looks at the histories in India and Tibet, of many of the practitioners, one sees that at first they met their teacher and they had no faith at all. They debated, they argued, they were really difficult. A thorn in the side, and were always refuting what they were saying. But when they finally, their doubts were cleared, and they developed a clear conviction, then they also developed great devotion and faith in their teacher at that time. Sinchin mupa natsokla.
Tepa chesor natsoyu.
Tepa chesor natsoyu.
Tepa chesor natsoyu. Mupa natsoyu. Tepa chesor natsoyu.
Diyan sikyan rebe.
Rebe. Sikyan rebe.
So, sentient beings, then there's a four-line verse here that's sort of a wordplay. I don't know if I can make it sound so well in English, but there are many different, sentient beings have many different kinds of aspiration, and therefore there are many different ways of generating devotion. And because there are many different ways of generating devotion, then there are many different kinds of aspiration. It's a sign that there are many different kinds of aspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other instances, for example, when someone has acquired a great accumulation of merit, and that will then allow them to generate devotion. That's like the cause and the condition for generating devotion. Also, if one clears away a lot of obscurations, that can also be a cause for generating great devotion.
Thank you, Rinpoche.
Yeah.
I don't know what school this question is from, but Rinpoche was speaking of dreams having no real nature. And I think of an example of having a dream maybe that I'm back in college and have a final exam, and it's the night before and I haven't studied, and that can be a not so great dream. But then you might realize you're dreaming,
mm-hmm.
and you could say, that was only a dream.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real nature.
Mm-hmm.
However, he went on to speak that things around, like these pillars in this room, and even these people, have no real solid nature, and that's where I got lost. I don't understand that.
No trees, it's just
wonder
nature.
If you could speak a few more words.
Would you milam gi pe sungde kap? Kondi tota hako song. Then a milam yemba milam yapo mebe milam tik tangna ngoshena. Then yap then yapo jogi deera.
Yapo jogi.
Yene nimo kap. Then a nimo. Nimogi nangwa rangjin yomare ngo meba koyela kong tatkale kabodo.
Re. De nimu nangwa rangjin meba de dendan tongba ni dan yomata bu ni hi de gomgo gore. Du yoyin rengbo la gomgo gore. Magom na lamsang yungu mare. Raba, gombal. Tundam Tongbani, Nyamja, Nyam Tongbani, Nyambar Yapata, Jetok Jumantab, Niki, tu lien chi sa ma yin ba yang ni yang do kom yang ni yang do kom na te ne ma la ngo chi ba da wa cha
So this situation of being able to see what appears during the day as unreal in the same way that what appears in a dream, that's something that it takes a long time to realize and to understand. One first of all has to develop a clear conviction about ultimate truth and about all things being empty. And then slowly one gets accustomed to this view. The word for meditation in Tibetan is the same as becoming accustomed to. It's the same verb. So it takes time. One has to first meditate for a long time on emptiness while one is resting in meditation, and then one carries that experience into the post-meditative phase, and one comes to see all the phenomena around one as illusion-like. But this kind of bridging the meditative awareness and bringing that into one's daily living and allowing oneself to see things like a dream or illusion-like, that takes long years of practice. It doesn't just happen in an instant.
Like maybe many lifetimes?
No. Tony Pacha Combene Mopu Pacha Ponjo Tian Niki Combene Tian Sina Ponjo, somebody. Did that go on?
Larilla
Tony Pacha Combene.
So then there's a verse from the Bodhicaryavatara by Shantideva, the entering into the path of the Bodhisattva. I think it's, how is it translated, the title in English? I'm not sure. Shantideva's entering the path of the Bodhisattva practice. Published by the Tibetan Library of Archives, translated by Stephen Batchelor. So Shantideva, pardon? That's right, the Bodhisattva's way of life. Bodhicharya Avatara in Sanskrit. So there's a verse in there that says, one becomes, having become accustomed to the mental patterns of emptiness, one gives up the mental pattern of clinging to things as real. And then having become accustomed to seeing everything as merely empty, then at the end, one also has to give up that mental pattern. So first, when one's practicing, when one focuses on things as being empty, and that then reverses our tendency to cling to things as being truly established. But then also seeing things as empty, that also, seeing everything as empty, as mere emptiness, that also has to be given up at the end of one's practice.
Gomna, then Lamsang Kongumare, then Bet Tongbani Yang Yang, the Gomna, Tongbani, the Pakat, the Hokier, the Kier and Ogre, Tongbani, the Pakat, and Jomata, the Pakat, the Hokier, the Songna, Dem Tanda, Mubola, Dembar, Himba Pakate, Nubachon, Chon, Rogre. Then the Bet Dinging the Namdo, the Rogre.
So it's a question of processing one's concepts that cling to things as truly established. And this processing of them then, it takes time. We have become accustomed to seeing things as truly established or as really existent for for probably many, many, many hundreds of lifetimes, millions of lifetimes. And so it's not a kind of mental patterning that one can give up in an instant. It takes a long, long time of strong practice. And so the way the process works is that one becomes accustomed, one sets up new mental patterns for oneself through meditating on emptiness. And then gradually, as these gain strength and we become more accustomed to them, these patterns become more powerful, then the concepts that we have that cling to things as being truly established, they become weaker. So it's a gradual process, sort of like a little bit like a scale, you know? So in this way, the concepts we have that take things to be truly existent are slowly effaced.
Toma me pa ne gombe. Tomi tu ne gomba ye.
Tomi
tu ne gomba ye.
Gomba ye?
Ngupu pa cha tukponde. Tukkemon. Ngupu pa cha tukponde. Nyordo jangwar do namji.
Nyordo jangwar.
Do namji.
Do. Namji, Midizo.
Rere, Matezu. Jundu Tungi Gombarasa.
Jundu
Tungi Gombarasa. Tu Jundu Tungi Gombore.
Gombarasa.
Tuma mepa ne gombe. Mupu pacha to ponde. Nor the jammer do namji. Jundu tang. Join the Tony Gombarasa. Tad the Tony Gombarasa career.
June May.
Join the
June.
To Tony Gombarasa. Tony Junche Nepargo.
So then, there's a verse that is the ultimate answer to your question, which says, by becoming habituated from time immemorial to concepts which with through habitual patterns that take things to be truly established, those that wish to quickly purify these, they should without interruption meditate on emptiness.
Tumi tune gomba ye, mupu pa chanto bonde, nyor de jamarando nanji, yun de tuni gomba rasa. Tumi tune gomba ye, mupu pa chanto bonde, nyor de jamarando nanji, yun de tuni gomba rasa. Tanda telo tanga re. Re, tene. Ting song. Tome, ya, pa pa pa. Wi wi. Tome tene ko boye, ngupu pa chan to ponde, nyor do jangwar do nanji. Yendo Tony Gombarasa. Yeah.
When we are talking about things seen as illusory, are we is there a distinction between things as present and things being as such?
How do you understand the distinction between those two?
Things, if I go through this kalan, no, if I go this way, uh-huh. Okay, this kalan is a concept, you know? Uh-huh. It's not, it's a thing, it's not as such. But if I go, I run into it, I will fall down, no? Because it, I will experience its presence. Uh-huh. So when you see, when we talk about phenomena as illusory, mm-hmm. Are we talking about absence of self or absence of presence or both?
Jetoptu, tini nangwa kanga juma tabu wa milam tabu zong zong.
Gom gogunu.
Jetoptu, nangwa tamshe juma tabu wa milam tabu yin. Maribi?
Re. Juma tabu komna.
Tini kongi sambala, yana kawa di juma jebu tabu yin na ini kong ani chaja drona tanda tanda gi shego you know tene chaja drona tene kawadi dun tuk yagre marebe
re
tene di kawa gyopar dan dun dan deba rangji meba drabo keba yorebe juma tabo sumika
juma tabo e Juma tabu yin na yang, denbar himba wang ke dong thok jagre. Pena malang je kapsa yang malang ngom aishi na kawala gojaam na ngon agre. Raba? Tenra wote denbar, malang je kawate denbar yom are yin na yang denbar me na yang denbar himba namdok ka denbar traba na yin chaate malang je kawala ngo dong na go nagare te yendo nim ka ba yang den bar khem ba nam do ke nam do la ten den ba so re den bar khem ba nam do kang ga khik cha na ten de ba yo mare mala re pa tha la thum mi de pe ban da wore mala re pa tha
tha la
tha rok
do
thok pa me ba phe so na
thok pa me ba phe so na re
la o te ha so tha la thum mi de pe ba re
So it depends on your state of mind. It's true that all things are illusion-like. However, we tend to still, if you still cling to things as being real, then when you walk towards that pillar, you're going to bump into it and probably have a headache afterwards. So it's a question of one's concepts. If you eliminate the clinging to something as being there, then your experience will be different. But most of us at this point don't have the realization, but we still cling to things as being truly existent. So because one's mind clings to something as being existent, even though one thinks it's illusion-like, one hasn't realized the illusion-like quality. So then we bump into things and have problems. But if one is like Milarepa, then of course he has realized not clinging to anything is truly existent, and as in his Namtar, he walks through rocks and things. And he can do that because he has totally eliminated clinging to something as being real.
Malam, malam kawa denbar mena yang denbar hembe ngo daba yin. Ngo dab se jete. Hako son.
Denbar kawa denbar
mena yang
mena yang
Denbar khembe go daba ye. Denbar khembe namdo ke go dabre. Denbar khembe go daba ye.
Go daba shin.
Go daba ye.
Nare na.
Chede. Nimu kawa denbar mina yang. Denbar khembe go depar njor.
Depar jor?
Go depar njor.
No.
Go donwar jor.
Donwar jor.
No, donwar jor. Chede kawa de yang. Sindhi Nimukawa Denbar Mina Yang Denbar Himbe Dinjin Tokpe and Go Dongan Jor Dinjin Tokpa Latin then Go Dongri
Milam Kawa Denbar Mina Yang
Denbar Himbe and Go Dongayi Nimukawa Denbar Mina Yang
Nimukawa
Denbar Mina Yang Dinjin Tokpe Go Dongan Jor They can do
Tokpe
te dawa trak patawa o manju pa dawa trak patawa te rawa
denzin tokpe
go donwa na jor
go
go dongre Don wana jor.
Miram kawa dembar menayam. Dembar shempa.
Dembar shempe se se da kor. Malam kawa dembar menayam. Dembar shempe ngo don ayin. Nimu kawa dembar menayam. Denjen tokpe ngo don wana jor. Ngo don gre.
So the verse that answers your question says that although in a dream a pillar is not truly established, if one clings to the pillar as truly established, then you will hit your head. You will bump your head. The during the day, so what one sees during one's waking state, this is also not truly established, but through the concept that clings to it as real, then because of this concept, then you will bump your head.
Denjin tokpa, denjin namdo ying sun no ba na, chunam nandong yomantawi.
Denjin tokpa chu
ying. Denjin namdo.
Namdo.
Namdo senanda, tokpa senanda, denjin tokpa ying sun no ba na, chunam nandong, chunam nandong. Kangna yang na tokpa mae ban jor. Kangna yang tokpa mae ba cha gre.
Kangna yang.
Kangna yang na tokpa mae ban jor.
Kangna yang.
Kangna yang. Cha la so ba kangna yang tokpa mae ba yong gre. Pen nam mala re pen nam thar yi.
Tokpa mae.
Mae ban jor.
Pen na.
Pen nam mala re pen nam thar yi. Rama.
No.
Mala re pen nam thar la cha la thome de phe rama.
No.
Oh, ten da.
So if then, when one is able to, let's see, when the concepts which cling to things as real sink into the expanse of space, then all phenomena, the concepts that deal with all, in relation to all phenomena, appear as illusions.
Kana yang na thokpar ma jor yobe pen na mala re pen nam dari.
So then if one has no concepts about anything that appears, then that will be like Milarepa's Namtar, where he walked through the rocks.
Te ka de dwa.
Chuku nam tok juwa jume tabu yin.
Chukun nang tong jomantawa re re.
Oh, nang tong.
Nang tong jomantawa re re.
The second line I need to retranslate. I'll just go through the whole thing one more time. So when the concepts which cling to the reality of things subside into the expanse of all space, then all phenomena are illusion-like. They are empty appearance.
Kangna yang na thokpar manjorte pen na mala re pen nam dar ki.
And at that point then whatever appears is in relation to whatever